John Clayton, our senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com, joins us live here, and it's Zach Bye filling in for Mike Evans. John, welcome back to the show. Aaron Rodgers, it's still the biggest off-season conversation happening on our big screen television nearly every third segment there on ESPN and other outlets. What's the latest?
Well, the latest now is that, I think on over the weekend he played his 15th golf tournament in the last 10 days, and he did have a little media accessibility over the weekend, and he says that he's going to spend what then is going to be the next 2 weeks trying to make a decision on what he's going to do. So I guess the good and bad news is that we should know before the start of training camp if he's in or if he's out, and I would imagine whatever decision he's going to make is going to be very definitive. Like, for example, if he's not going to go to camp and he's going to hold out into the season, then I think he's going to stand by that. If he decides to go in and play football, I know Peyton Manning, when he was talking, thinks that right now that more than likely he might just play football, and a lot of more people are thinking he is and just stay with the Packers. I still question it. I still am of the opinion he's going to try to hold out because I think he's sick of management in Green Bay. I think he'd like to come to Denver, but I guess the good and bad news for Bronco people is the fact that we should know before the start of training camp on July 27th.
Yeah, it's still one of those hurry-up-and-wait situations. We just got to kind of wait this thing out. One thing we don't have to wait out is the court case between the two sides of the Bolin children has been dismissed. And so now we're left to speculate, does this mean they're going to figure out who the owner is, how they're going to go forward, are they going to come to some type of agreement that way, or does this open things up for a sale of the Denver Broncos? Just reading the tea leaves, John, what do you think?
Reading the tea leaves, and of course, it's all secret because they're not letting any documents out. They're not saying anything or anything of that nature. But you kind of get the feeling that it's going to go, I don't know if it's going to be Brittany. I mean, you kind of figure it's going to be in the, with the estate having a little bit more of a dictatorial role and all that stuff. But I still get the feeling it's going to be, one of the daughters that's going to be, named as the primary owner. And then with the, I don't know how many of the other daughters and all that stuff might want to sell. And, of course, now there's speculation because there is definite interest that maybe Peyton Manning might put his name in there with some money to try to get some of the shares and stuff of that nature. But, the fact that they pulled it out of court, the fact that now yesterday that they've dismissed the case totally, I mean, you kind of get the feeling there is a settlement. That's the good news. The only news that we don't know is what's the result of the settlement.
John and John Clayton joining us here. I know you're as tied in to the Seattle area as just about anyone, and an unfortunate incident in the wee hours of Wednesday morning with Richard Sherman. What do you know about this one?
And, of course, I mean, I'm affected more than just about most other reporters not only in the area but in the country, because when I won the Keith Jackson Award for Broadcasting, which is one of the most cherished here in the state, I asked Richard to be my presenter, and he was willing to do it.
Oh, wow.
And so, through the years, I mean, when he was doing press conferences, he was the smartest person in the room. In the locker room, in practices and after practices. I mean, he was just so open in giving you information that educates you on everything else. But apparently what's happened is that he's now going through some mental issues. And so what ended up happening at 11:39 that night, his wife called 911, and they had a dispatcher who was just absolutely terrible that just wouldn't hardly listen to him. And she's saying, listen, my husband's in a bad state right now. There's been players coming over trying to calm him down, trying to get him. And it's been for some time. He drank two bottles of booze, whatever it was. And so he was completely drunk, and he was threatening suicide and all these different things. And so the next thing you know, he jumps in his car. He drives over to Redmond because I guess he'd had an argument with one of the in-laws, one of the uncles in her family. And so he gets into an accident, a hit-and-run type accident on a construction site. He walks over to the in-law's house and then tries to break in, doing serious damage to the door. He then scuffles with police. And so it sounds to me that, you know, the charge is going to come out officially today because he's in jail, but they can't do anything until they make the charges and get him out of jail. They'll charge him today. It's probably going to be, you know, a DUI. It's going to be probably hit and run. And then also, you know, break in. Now, again, he didn't do, they call it burglary domestic violence, but, I mean, there was no, he didn't hurt anybody in the in-law's house because he wasn't able to break in. Fortunately, the police were there fast enough to be able to get him on the outside of the door. But it sounds to me like Richard's having some major issues right now with alcohol and also major issues right now mentally.
Yeah, it's just a, it's such a sad story, and you're right. You know, anytime you talk to Richard, he's just one of the smartest guys and one of the, you know, one of the great guys that that we have in this league. So it's very disappointing, no question about it. Hey, as camp rolls around here, Johnny, I mean, biggest storyline for you with the Denver Broncos when it comes to camp, is it still the quarterback, or is there some other camp battle that you're really looking at?
No, it's clearly the quarterback thing because that's going to be the most important thing because you can see how George Payton has improved the team. I mean, he's now got the best secondary in the league. You know, now with the return of Courtney Sutton, they'll have Courtland Sutton. They have the one of the six best pass-catching groups in the league. I think their offensive line fine. I guess the number two thing is going to be that right tackle battle between Bobby Massey and Cameron Fleming to see how that goes. But I think overall this team looks really good. To me, it looks like a playoff, a wild card playoff team. But the question is going to be how the play at quarterback is going to be to get them into the playoffs or maybe win a playoff game. And so that, to me, is because I think this is a good team because I think both the Chargers and Broncos are wild card teams with the improvements that they've had. Chargers on the offensive line, Broncos overall. But I like where it's going. But again, if the quarterback play is going to be like it was last year, 15 interceptions and, you know, Drew Lock getting the worst ratings of anybody, then it's not going to work out.
John, last one before we cut you loose here. You have a piece on DenverFan.com saying a Deshaun Watson trade scenario could still be on the table. Go ahead and expand your thoughts.
Yeah, because this goes to Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter yesterday reported, and I don't think this involves the Broncos whatsoever, but apparently the Eagles are interested. And, of course, one of the things that they have that most teams don't have is a little bit of a pass to take a chance on somebody. And what Adam reported is that, and which was accurately true, is that, you know, Michael Vick came out of jail with his dog incident. And they took a chance and they brought him in and they let him, you know, learn the system and then eventually play. And so it's like they're willing to take chances. And, you know, you figure there's going to be a discount if there's going to be a trade, you know, not to a point where they're going to give, you know, 25% of his value. But, you know, it sounds like the Eagles are one team that might be interested. I don't know of any others because, again, most teams have their quarterbacks taken care of. The fact that this case isn't going to change until, you know, May or July of next year because, one, he's not going to be deposed until February 22nd, and the 22 cases are going to be heard probably between May and July, so nothing's going to happen, and it's still a good likelihood that, you know, he could go on the commissioner exempt list and be paid for the season, and I think that, you know, I don't know if the Eagles would be willing to pay that, but I do think that the Eagles do have some interest in trying to see if they can get Watson because, say what you want, as troubled as he is right now with this incident, he's the fifth best quarterback in the league.
John Clayton, our senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com. Thanks for your time, John.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there he goes. If you want to catch
up. Hello! I'm done with my segment!
Love Johnny doing the segments from Mom's Basement.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Love it. If you want to check out his work, you can visit DenverFan.com. All right, Peyton Manning yesterday in front of a microphone was asked about the Broncos ownership situation. His response, pretty interesting. We'll play it for you next.